KXFM, it's straight up at 1 o'clock, and welcome to the program here. As we do on Wednesdays now, every week, we're hoping to have a discussion with the mayor. This has been an incredibly busy week for the mayor. A lot of stuff going on in town, and also a lot of fights he's had to have for us nationally and statewide. Welcome, Mayor Bob Whalen, to the show today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for coming on.
Good afternoon. A pleasure to be here, as always.
All right. I wanted to start off by thanking you for your letter to the county fighting for the health and safety of Laguna residents by asking them to close the county beaches. It didn't turn out that way, but I do appreciate the letter. It was well worded and well thought out.
Well, thank you, Ed. Yeah, as I think your listeners know, we closed the city beaches March 23rd, and those remain closed. We don't govern the South Laguna beaches. And Supervisor Bartlett, who's our county supervisor, gave me a call on Sunday and said, you know, I'm thinking about bringing a motion on Tuesday to close the South County beaches. Would you support it? And I said, absolutely, I would. So I wrote the letter, and she took it to the board on Tuesday, as you point out. Unfortunately, it didn't get the three votes we needed, but I appreciate her efforts.
Right. I do as well. And I'm sure our citizens do as well. Now, not only did they not close the beaches, but they opened up county golf course and trailheads as well. Did that surprise you?
You know, I wasn't that surprised with the golf courses. Riverside County opened them up the day before. You know, I think out on golf courses, you know, people have an ability to really social distance, and you can only play four to group at the max anyway. So I wasn't too surprised about that. We'll see how that all works out, but I don't think that's going to be a big issue.
Okay. In your conversations with the county, have they ever mentioned anything about maybe providing test kits for cities? Does that ever come up?
Not on the calls that I have had. I know the city managers have calls. I think they, I was just listening to the governor, and I think his whole focus is ramping up testing. So hopefully, I think he says we're at 16,000 tests a day. He hopes to get it to 25,000 tests a day by the end of the month and up from there. And I'm hoping that, you know, through his efforts filtering down through the county, we're going to get a lot more testing here locally. Although, you know, we have had some good fortune in that there have been some private, you know, doctors here that have had early access to tests, which I think is a positive.
Right. I agree with that. I also think that, yeah, if we can get the county on board to help us get more tests, and as soon as possible, that'd be a good move. Now, together with 33 other mayors and the county board of supervisors, you lobbied Congress for additional funding through the 3.5 supplemental plan. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, the focus there really is for state and local governments. So all the assistance to date, that including the most recent one this week that the Congress passed, has focused, I think, appropriately on small businesses. This second round focuses on hospitals as well. All good stuff. But there's been no assistance for the local governments who have, you know, or two things. One, increased costs due to, fighting COVID-19 and preparing for it in the local community. And then, of course, the revenue loss has been devastating. I mean, we've seen some numbers already out of, Santa Monica, $150 million next year, Los Angeles, $600 million. So the mayors and the county supervisors, we went and we sent a letter in jointly to say to Congress, okay, the next phase, you need to now look at local governments and give some assistance, or else it's going to be, you know, just a hugely devastating impact.
Right. And you already kind of, you did the right thing. You headed it off. You thought ahead of time. So you made some serious cuts that you had to. What you're expecting for cities in total is somewhere around $29.5 billion. And when that's the total for all the cities, how much should we ask for? What would you estimate that we would ask for?
Well, as you saw from what we did a couple weeks ago, it was, $12 million just this fiscal year, and we think it's going to be larger next fiscal year. I don't know how that's all going to come out in terms of formula, but, you know, to make a city like Laguna Beach whole would be probably $20 million next year.
Right. And when this is just a layman's question here, but when working with Congress, is it kind of like a kid that asks their parents for money? Do you ask for what we need or what you think we can get?
Well, I think you try to be realistic in terms of, you know, you look at the assistance that's been provided so far, and you know what does it make sense as a next phase. And you know, our local congressman Harley Ruta has been on the phone with me and other mayors and other cities that he represents. So he's, you know, he was one of the first ones to start calling for assistance for local governments. So we've got a real champion, you know, locally here for us, which I think will bode well for us down the road.
Yeah, agreed. Now, together with Cadi Petri Norris, $1 million was secured in the state budget for the fuel modification in South Laguna. Am I correct in that?
Yes, we last year's budget, of course, you know, the money wouldn't be there this year with the devastation from COVID-19. But yeah, she was extremely helpful, proactive, secured $1 million grant for us for fuel modification. And, you know, as we talked about at the council meeting last night, I think as the city manager mentioned, you know, we can't lose focus on that. Right. COVID-19 is front of mind right now, right? But we still are in an extremely high fire severity zone. We've got 600 goats out there already. We got them out early this year. You know, we've got the fire chief. He's going to take that all the way around town with the goal of getting everything done by October 1. And then this fuel modification will allow us permanently down there to expand some zones for that on an ongoing basis. So, yeah, we can't lose focus on the fire risk.
Agreed. Fire season's right around the corner. So, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I noticed that last night during the meeting that Tony Eisenman mentioned that we could get federal funding to offset the costs of electrical charge stations. I wasn't aware of that. Can you tell me more about that?
You know, Tony went back. She does every year, which is great. She goes back to Washington, D.C. for the sort of the National League of Cities Conference, and one of her briefings back there said there may be money for electric charging stations, you know, federal money. So we are going to pursue that and see what we can come up with in terms of that. And if we can, we'll certainly add more charging stations around town. There's, you know, a fair number of electric cars in town and coming through town.
Right. Nice. We're keeping City Hall closed until at least May 1st. Is that correct?
Yep, City Hall is closed till May 1st. Frankly, I think it'll be extended, but the city manager will give us an update on that next week. You know, as I was just listening to the governor's briefing today, he's not really relaxing the stay-at-home order anytime soon. It doesn't sound like he's really focused more on ramping up the testing first, as he says, as the health first focus. So I expect that'll be extended, but we'll know more next week.
Right. And speaking of which, last night during the meeting, you got a couple of callers to the council meeting that were talking about reopening the beaches. And one was an emotional argument about the advantages to mental health. And the other was really kind of entitled argument that he pays a lot to live here and should be going to the beach. Two things I want to say here. Thank you for following the science behind it. I want to thank you and the council members for following the science. And I think the question I want to ask is it prudent? Are you going to use Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia as kind of test cases, because they've opened up, to see how they're doing in 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, we're looking at that, of course. We're also going to be looking a lot closer to home this weekend, you know, with the first really warm weather of the season, to see how some of the local beaches do. San Clemente just announced last night they've reopened their beaches. Right. Down there. So, you know, we want to see how it's going to play out. I mean, our staff is working on plans. You know, I don't know when we'll implement them, but, you know, it's not like we're just sitting here closed and not thinking about it. We are working on plans that, you know, at the right time, we could perhaps incrementally start opening some of these beaches. But, you know, as you heard last night, we don't think we're there yet.
Right. And if incrementally by that, you would mean maybe in the middle of the week, a weekday from 6 to 10 a.m. or something like that. And again,
yeah, it might be weekdays, right? Limited hours in the morning. I mean, we whatever we do, we're going to take slowly.
Yeah. You don't want to, and I agree with the point, you don't want to be one of the first beaches in the county. You don't want to be one of the first beaches to open. Everybody will flock here. I absolutely get that. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we head out?
Well, I just again want to thank, you know, our entire community. We put in some more, you know, restrictions this week in terms of last week in terms of face masks and when you attend social business, essential businesses, and our community is just great in terms of complying with the social distancing rules, the face masks in public, you know, where you're going to an essential business. And I recognize that not everybody agrees with, you know, our decisions, council's decisions on closures. We will continue to look at that. We're not trying to be arbitrary. We're just trying to be smart about this. So, I appreciate everybody's patience.
Yeah, and you did reopen the farmers market. I'm curious as to the thinking behind reopening the farmers market.
Yeah, we did, and I think they came up with a good plan. We asked them to come up with a plan. You know, there's a number of farmers markets open in the county now, both Orange County, LA County. They cut the vendors in half. There's going to be a security guard, limited entrance, hand-washing stations when you come in, when you leave. So I think they did I think they came up with a good and prudent plan, and the people who choose to go there, I think, should be safe. They will need to wear a mask while they're at the farmer's market, but we'll monitor, of course, but it sounds like it should go well.
Okay, and by monitoring, are we ever going to be citing people for not wearing masks at, for instance, the farm? If we see someone without a mask at the farmer's market, is that reason for citing them?
I think the approach that our staff continues to take, and they say the compliance has been really good. If somebody doesn't have one, you know, and they'll and we're suggesting at the farmer's market, maybe they want to have some masks to hand out there if someone shows up without one. The staff really is continuing to educate, and unless somebody really gets, you know, belligerent or refuses to leave and follow orders, I don't think they're going to cite. But they will cite if somebody really just starts, disregarding their directions.
Okay. Mayor Bob Whalen, on behalf of the city of Laguna Beach, I appreciate all the hard work that you and the city council do for us, and I appreciate these weekly updates. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Good. Thank you, Ed.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Thank you, Mayor.